Okay, our learning should be Le'ilui Nishmas. My grandfather says Yartzeit the Shabbos, Ruvi Ben Chaim, and also for Shlomo Daniel Ben Frumma, so Shar Chol Yisrael. Coming out of Pesach, it's not Stam, and we have always, usually most years in a regular year, Shemini is always the Shabbos after Pesach. So there's got to be a connection of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, and now Shemini as well. So I saw that a beautiful idea, just a little nugget to be able to start us off. I mentioned earlier in the week, but I want to mention it again. Some of us have heard this already, but it's good chazar.
Yeah.
The end of the parsha talks, in Shishi, talks about certain birds and certain animals that are pure and impure. Yeah. One of the birds that is impure is something called the chasida bird. The chasida bird, the stork bird. Oh. S-T-O-R-K. Yeah. Rashi says, why is it called chasida? Because it does chesed with its friends. Ask the Chiddush Harim, ask the Ger Rebbe, if a bird is doing kindness with its friends, so much so is that its name is kindness.
Yeah.
Its name is kindness. Should it not be pure? Why is it an impure animal? Rashi says it's called chasidi because it does chesed with its friends. And by the way, you should know it's an impure animal. If something called chesed, chesed is one of the things that the world stands on. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the first parak, Mishnah Beis. The world stands on chesed. How could it be that it's impure? It should be a pure animal. Says the Chiddush Harim, an amazing idea. The Chiddush Harim explains, and this is going to get us into the topic for tonight as well. When something is only focused on it, your friends, not focused on everyone else, people you don't know, it's tameh. It's tameh when you only care about your chevra, your group, your neighborhood, your neighbors, your family. One of the main things about being Jewish, and I saw this in the Ohr Rebbe Tzemach's book, Rebbe Tzemach's would have over 100 guests every Shabbos meal. Shei Dafka had the people that no one wanted to have. The homeless, the drunks, the druggies. The people throwing away, she brought them in. Why, says the Chiddush Harim, why is the Chasidah bird known as it's impure if it's known as chesed? Because that does chesed? Because it only does chesed with its friends. And someone only does chesed with its chevra, it's people that they like, the people that are comfortable being around with, tameh, impure. And I think coming out of Pesach, especially now starting to see Sviras Omer, it's a very, very big message of Ben Adam L'Chavero. We mentioned earlier in the Shir, I think maybe on the pre-Pesach Shir as well, is that by Kriyas Yom Sof, you know, that's what we celebrate the second days of Pesach, if we could still talk about Pesach, you know, Pesach was just 2 days ago. Dustin and Aviram got their own Kriyas Yom Sof, right? We mentioned this idea. Yeah. Why did Dustin and Aviram set up according to the Medrash? Why did they get another second Kriyas Yom Sof? Because they were good, excellent, because they were the princes, excuse me, they were the policemen in Egypt, who they took the beatings for their brothers and sisters, and because they had such an Avos Yisrael, such a care, and they took the beating for their friends, they got, says the Maharal Diskin, they got the another Kriyas Yom Sof as well. But I want to go a little deeper now, see how this Avos Yisrael really takes place in Sefiras Omer and Shemini. We know the Gemara says in Nevamos, I believe in Samach Beis, Amud Beis, 62A, 62B, somewhere over there. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 students died in this time period of Sefiras Omer. Why did they die? Shelo nogu kovod zebaze, because they didn't give honor to each other. So we see now, the whole end of Pesach is about caring for each other. We see by Dustin and Aviram. We see now, the bird, chasida bird, the chasida bird is a bird that doesn't care for everyone else but its own little neighborhood, its own friends, its own family. And now Sfira is all about Avos Yisrael. They die. It's not like they were punished. 24,000 students. So there's a very big message of Avos Yisrael. Let's try to go a little deeper, try to understand maybe a little practical message going on. The sheet in front of you is from the Imre Baruch. Who's the Imre Baruch? Imre Baruch is my Rebbe from YU. Rebbe Baruch Simon Shlita. So he quotes this paragraph is on page 86, Pei Vav, in Imre Baruch. And he writes over here, Tovim Hashnaim Min Ha'echa, two is better than one. He's quoting a pasuk, I believe, in Koheles. The pasuk says, two is better than one. I actually used this pasuk when I was introducing, when I spoke at my sister-in-law's Sheva Brachos. Because me and my wife got married in June, and they got married in September, in a very short time period. So we quoted this pasuk as well. But he's going to try to be explain a little deeper. Lucium, just to finish up, says Rabbi Simon. Yishat Zayin, Liba Nosaf, Hanema, Me Barsha, say, no, I want to try to understand something from the Parsha. Be'inyan Shevech, Umala, Sa'achta, Shemeshamesh, Ke'achana, Lashra, Sashchina. Says Rabbi Simon, I want to try to understand the greatness of having unity and how it actually brings glory and how it actually brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina down to the world. Omer HaKosah, the Pasuk says in Kohelet, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, Tovim HaShnayim Min HaEchad. Two is better than one. Before we get to the Medrash, Rabbi Simon once quoted the Bios HaBoker. Beautiful idea. You know, Shavuos is only six weeks away, but we could say this also. Tovim HaShnayim Min HaEchad, two is better than one. But he says it a little differently. You know what he says? How many commandments came out of Hashem's mouth in Matan Torah? Two. Right? Anochi v'yolo yecha. What happened? Klai so said, we can't handle it anymore. There's too much Moshe, you say the rest. Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told us. What does that mean? Tovim Hashnai min ha'echad, says the Bios HaBoker. Tovim Hashnai min ha'echad. How great were the two commandments min ha'echad? Who's the echad? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a little drushy, right? Not two of the better than one, but two of the commands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not for our sake, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Isa b'medrash. So Medrash quotes on this in our parsha, this pasuk. Tovim Hashnayim min ha'echad, two is better than one. Davar acher, Tovim Hashnayim zeh Moshe v'Aaron. You know who the two is really actually referring to in the pasuk in Kohelet? It's referring to Moshe and Aaron. Tovim Hashnayim zeh Moshe and Aaron. Min ha'echad zeh la'atzma v'zeh la'atzma. What does min ha'echad mean? When just one is by himself, when Moshe is by himself, and when Aaron's by himself. Medrash says, when they're together, they're much better. It's like when you have Lahavdil, when you have when you have Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, two different teams, not so great.
Yeah.
But you put them together,
they play well.
Pretty amazing. Says the Lahavdil, Lahav of Dolph. Says the Medrash, Dover Acher, Tovim Hashnayim, Zeh Moshe V'Aaron. Who does the two refer to in the puzzle? It refers to Moshe and Aaron together. Mina Echad, what does it mean, Mina Echad? When they're by themselves. Zeh La'atzma, Zeh La'atzma. As Moshe, that's how we see in the parsha. We're going to talk about Berachas Kohanim. Kishaba Moshe Baruch Israel. When Moshe came to bless the Jews, what did Chazal tell us in Vayikra Tes Chaf Aleph? Moshe tried to bless the Jews, Chai Israel. The Shekhinah didn't come. What happened? When they teamed up. When Moshe teamed up with Aaron, that's when the Shekhinah came. Ukishaba Ushneim. When they both came together, Baruch Israel. Miyad Shars Shekhinah Aideim. Says Imre Baruch from the Medrash. When the Moshe and Aaron came together, that's when the Shekhinah came. The Pasuk says in our Parsha, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Alf, Vayovo Moshe v'Aaron Ol Moed. Aaron and Moshe came to the Ol Moed. Vayetzu v'yarchu es'am. Baruchu es Yisrael v'achach v'yarek kevod Hashem. What does the Pasuk say? They blessed the Jews and then v'yarek kevod Hashem. Then you saw who? You saw Kadosh Baruch Hu's honor. Shar Sra Shekhinah Ayedem. Says Rabbi Simon, an amazing idea. When Moshe tried to bless the Jews by himself, could he do it? But did the Shekhinah come down? No. Does it say Vayir Kavod? Does it say Vayir Kavod by there? No. Only when it says Vayivarchu Esa'am. They have a Moshe of Aaron, Yetzin, Vayetz, Vayir, Vayivarchu Esa'am. When both of them came together, that's when it says Vayir Kavod Hashem. When both of them came together. Hayim Ravur says, Rabbi Simon, he said, Godo Koach Ha'achtos Arkam. We see how great Achtos is. Even Moshe on his level, Shafilu Adam Golu Kemoshe Shalom Kam Kamo. The Rambam says that Moshe was the greatest and of the greatest prophet to ever live, but he was by himself. Lo Hayim Mesugul Ham Shechesar Shashchina. He couldn't. He was trying to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say Vayir Kavod Hashem. It doesn't say Kavod Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod was realized and it didn't come down. When did it come? When did Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina come down? El Bekoach has Achduso Im Aaron Echav. Only once. What? Only once his brother also came with him, give the bracha. Then it says Vayir Kavod Hashem. Right? If we look in the pasuk, Paratez Pasuk Chavav, Vayov Moshe VeAaron Ol Moed VaYitzev Baruch Hasam Vayir Kavod Hashem. Only one that once they came together, then and only then did Kadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah come down as well. And he writes over here that I just say the we're not going to read the paragraph inside, but he says the same thing when it comes to Torah. A person we know in the Mishnah says in Bir Pirkei Avos Perik. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Perek Vav. And there's a very strong meaning in Klai, so to learn Perek Yavas during Sfir Somer. A lot of Jews do that. Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that there are 48 ways to be Kona Torah, 40 ways to be able to acquire Torah. And if you look at all the things, a lot of them have to be do with Ben Adam B'chaveru things, how to treat each other. One of the things is Dib Chavrim, like what we're doing right now. Having close friends. Having people that you grow with. So end of the day, says Rabbi Simon, you want to know what it means, Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad? Tovim Hashnayim Min Ha'echad means when two come together. You're not just by yourself. You're not just Echad, but you're Shnayim. You come together. That's what counting is. Aaron Lazar told me from his father today also. What? The whole idea of sphira, when you're counting, you're using something from your past built to your future. You're using it's a combination of something. You're growing, you're adding, you're continuing on. And when you do that, that's what it's all about. And it's the same thing, says Rabbi Simon, when a person learns Torah with someone else, it connects you to someone. It's a connector. Rabbi Simon loves saying this. When you learn Torah, it connects you to someone. Like you were saying to me before. At the end of the day, when you hear a nice idea from someone, it connects you. You might not be physically with that person, but they taught you something spiritually. It's like you're together with them. And that way, that's a tremendous shechina. So just be able to, before we go on a little bit more, just be able to recap what we got so far. We started off saying, from the chassidah bird. Why is the chassidah bird tamei? Why is it impure? Because it only does chassid with its friends, says the chedusha. I mean, you're only worried about the people who are like you. You're not going out, you're not branching out. Impure. Why did the Dasa and Aviram get their own kriyas yamzuf? Except for the Maral Diskin. Because at the end of the day, they might have done bad things. They chased Moshe away. By Korach, they did terrible things in Sefer Bamidbar. But because at the end of the day, they took their beating from the brothers and sisters when they were police officers, so they didn't have the proper quota, so Shmuel gave them the kriyas yamzuf. And that's the whole avodah of Sfiyas Omer. Why did they die? Why did the 24,000 die? Shalom Nogu Kovetzavazah. They didn't have honor to each other on their level. And that's the whole idea. What does this mean? That only once Moshe and Aaron came together, right? Says Rabbi Simon Abi the Medrash. Tovim Hashnayim Min Echad. Tovim Hashnayim Zeh Moshe Aaron. When Moshe and Aaron were together, that's Shnayim. Min Echad is when they're by themselves. When Moshe tried to give the blessing, the Shechina didn't come. Once they came together, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavav, then says Vayir Kavod Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor came as well. Moving on. There's a great rabbi known as Rav Yitzchak Chutner. Rav Yitzchak Chutner was a great rav. He lived in the 20th century. He has a farm called Pachad Yitzchak. So he said, write such an amazing thing. I never viewed loving Jews like this before. But the pasuk says, V'hazad Eicha Kamocha. You should love your friend like yourself. Right? Alright, just add over here. You should love your friend like yourself. Let's read it inside. Kolomer, what does this mean that you should love your friend like yourself? De'ein ha-mitzvah sha'avas reyim mispareshah she'ev adam shumi Yisrael. It shouldn't be that you should just love your friend because he's part of the Jews. Ela she'ev adam Yisrael m'neishu Yisrael. What does it mean? You can't just say, oh, he's a Jew, so I'm going to like him. I'm only liking him, says Rav Hunter, because he's Jewish. Because he's part of my family, he has part of God in him, then I love him. The gam tama ava nichla b'klal mitzvah, says Rav Hunter, such a very fascinating thing. The reason for loving him is part of the mitzvah. What's the reason for loving him? Kamocha, because he's like you. You're together, you're the same family. Perish, akosav. Devalheves l'recha shuteyav ozo dacha b'shil shu'recha. You should love your friend because he's your reacha. He's your brother. He's your friend. Says Rav Hunter, such a fascinating thing. If you don't know someone, he's going to say this right now. If you don't know someone, if you don't know that Jewish, you still like him, you're not mekayim the mitzvah in the full way. You didn't do the mitzvah in the full way if you only like him for his personality. It means you have to love him because he's Jewish. And then because he likes the Yankees and because he likes the Heat and because he likes this famous shawarma restaurants. Uimela, Nimsa, Delafizeh, such a fascinating thing. The Im Ruven Oiv Odom Yisrael. If Ruven loves his fellow brother, but he doesn't know that he's Jewish. He says at the end of the day, you might have done a mitzvah, but you didn't do the mitzvah in the full way. So basically, you got the check,
yeah.
But it was a check minus. It was a check minus. Check minus. No, you want to get you could have got the check. Says the Rav Hunter. To be honest, I never viewed Avos Yisrael like this. You have to know that he's Jewish. And what now that you know that he's Jewish, you have to put your full effort into loving him. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes Jews can be difficult. Sometimes they're Jews that are hard to handle. Family members, friends, they're hard. A person has to really understand what it means, what a Jew is. A Jew, as we know from the Baal Tanya, is a part of God in him. Non-Jews don't have that. Non-Jews have a different type of soul. I don't want to get into it now. Partially because I don't understand it so much. But one thing I do know, that Tanya writes very specifically, don't think that you and your friend who's non-Jewish are the same. I remember when me and my father went to Alabama. We don't go to Alabama so often. But we happened to follow college football from the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're not front runners. I watched them suffer a lot when I was growing up. Happened to be that they've been pretty good recently. Yeah. So we went to a game. We can't go on Shabbos, obviously.
Yeah.
There was a Thursday night game. So I told my father earlier, by the way, I looked at the schedule. They're playing Thursday night. He said, we're going. So we went to the game. We get to the airport. We rented a car. We got in a cab, whatever. My father turns to me in the car and says, Ari, we're like everyone else here. And I said it very, very politely. He said, Dad, we might enjoy the same football team, but we're not like everyone else here. There's not a Jew in sight. I mean, they had like a hillel, but they were closed down, whatever. They were in construction, whatever. We're not like it. And then the Jewish people are different. And it says Rabbi Moshe Sternbach, that's the whole reason. If you look by the animals, they have all these. Excuse me, we have the pure signs, the internal signs and the external, right? The split hooves and the shoes that's cut. Why do you need the external and the internal? So Moshe Sternbach says that a Jew, you have to feel like a Jew inside. You have to feel like a Jew outside. You can't just say, "Oh, I feel Jewish inside," and then you know, dress like and have tattoos all over your body and have earrings. You have to feel Jewish on the outside and also have to feel Jewish on the inside as well. To feel Jewish all around. End of the day, says Rav Hunter, you have to love your friend not just because you like his personality, because he's a Jew, because he's a Yid, because he's from, not only from. Even if they're not from Chas V'Shalom, you should also love him. Not to say that a person shouldn't like non-Jews as well. Like I said. On Shabbos earlier in the week, when the Fort Lauderdale shooting happened, I was in the basketball court with my students. What happened was, I said out loud, I hope there are no Jews there. And Nadine Blumov turned to me and he said, there shouldn't be any non-Jews there also.
Right.
And it was such a gut check. Yeah. It was such a gut check because he was 100% right. Then the day, obviously we love Jews very much. We still care, we still honor non-Jews as well. Just to be able to close with a short story. One of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro Shlita, he's a Rebbe in... I'm not sure if I said this story before. He's a Rav in North Miami Beach. Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro, he's the son of Rav Mordechai Shapiro. The great, the Talmud Milvak of Rav Hutner, he used to be the Rav of Beth Israel, Miami Beach. So what happened was, he said his daughter finished finals and they were going out to celebrate. I don't know if they were in Shemtos, they were somewhere in Miami Beach. And what happened was, as we all know too well, sometimes when New Yorkers come to Florida, they think that... Florida's New Yorker, things have to move very quickly, but they don't understand that things sometimes are a little slower. So what happened was, but Shapiro explains that he once saw a waiter being blasted out by these three New York, that's pretty much New York women, Jewish women. Come on, son. You call this cheese? Where we come from, this isn't cheese. We're giving this back, we're not paying for this. And the waiter was so embarrassed, and he didn't answer back a thing, it was finished. Rabbi Shapiro's wife was with him, turns to Rabbi Shapiro, and he says at the time, Rabbi, you know, you're always saying, Ephraim, when the Gemara says, when someone embarrasses you and you don't answer back, the Gemara says, you have the power to give a bracha. Says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says that. The Gemara says that if you're showsick, and it's a great reward, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and the Gemara basically say, you have the power to give a bracha. I want you to go ask the waiter for a bracha right now. But Shapiro said, a little embarrassed, but it's okay. He goes over to the waiter. He says, Tinli bracha, please. I saw what happened. Give me a bracha, please. Waiter has like an earring. It's like, Rabbi, you're making fun of me? Like, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm not leaving right here until you give me a bracha. Give me a bracha, and it's finished. A couple of minutes later, you know, he's ready, he's ending to their main meal. The waiter comes back, and he has a tear in his eye. He said, Rabbi, you don't know what you just did for me. You know, and I left Yiddishkeit a long time ago. Me and my wife had it. We finished. But because your one act of kindness did so much for me, you came over to me when you saw that I was hurting bad, I want to come back to Judaism right now. Says Rabbi Shapiro, he set him up with the Charusa. He says that they're mamish from Shabbat from. They're learning, they're davening, keep Shabbos, kosher, everything. All because of that one small act. Going over to someone, be able to ask for a bracha. At the end of the day, when someone gets embarrassed, and when someone you get lambasted, and all you want to do is answer back, and you hold yourself back, you have the power to give a bracha. Rabbi Shapiro, his Rebbetzin had the knowledge, had the sensitivity to go over to be able to ask for someone. Able to go for bracha. It was the opposite of the Hasidu bird. The Hasidu bird would have said, no, because it's not wearing a white and black shirt, I have nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Rechmana Letzlan, if that's going to be our outlook on the Jewish world. How many times when I have students who say to me, Rabbi, you know, people always say the Haredi Welt looks down at the modern Orthodox or at the religious Zionists. And it's so terrible because there are a lot of sections of Jews that do that. But Chas V'Shalom, that's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's exactly the Gemara in Yevamah, Shalom Nogu Kavod Zeh L'Zeh. What does it mean they didn't give honor to each other? They didn't find the good things in each other. As I told Rabbi Kusurl earlier today, Rabbi Shlan, at his Kiddush table, what did he always do? He used to make Kiddush, and sometimes he would wait a little bit. One week he waited so long, and one of his students came over to me and asked him, said, Rabbi, why are you waiting so long tonight? We have to make Kiddush. Usually you make a certain amount of time. So he said, before I make Kiddush Friday night, I always look for the good in everyone around the table. But tonight, it took me a little bit to be able to find something good within every Jew. Looking for the good within every Jew. If we look for the good within each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look for the good in us. That's Pasha the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. If we look for the good in each other, we look to help at each other, and specifically the people that are different from us, the people that are, that we're not in their chevra or in their clique or in their neighbor or whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's Torah, that's pure. And that's the whole Indian of Pesach, ending Pesach, of Kriyas Yamas, Badasan, and Nevirim. That's the whole Indian of Shmini. That's the only of Moshe. That Shechina only came down when Moshe and Aaron were together. When Moshe blessed the Jews, did the Shechina come? No. The Shechina only came when Moshe and Aaron were together. We should be zocha b'ezer Hashem to be able to take this message. And if we do this, we zocha to go to Yerushalayim b'ezer Hashem. And more importantly, go from Yerushalayim to go to Meiron for Lag Ba'omer b'ezer Hashem. And just as importantly, go to Meiron b'ezer Hashem to be Yerushalayim b'ezer Hashem Yisparach. A beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shkoyach.